There's a GMAT Discord that you can join if you're a Patreon member. If anyone has any idea what happened in that conversation,
oh, that got us out of sync.
So out of sync, not understanding each other, please put your answers in there.
I don't want to be bothered.
GMAT.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Maria. Oh, my God.
Whoa. Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Why are we bothering with the camera at all then?
I want this all on the record.
How many cameras did you buy for the last one?
Two cameras.
How desperate were you to go to video? Three webcams and shit at the start? How many arguments did we have? How heated did it get? And now he's like, fucking whatever. Just take the lens off. Who gives a shit? People think I'm grumpy. I'm actually extremely fucking patient.
Smooth transition.
Podcast. I don't know how to shake this off and get into.
Just fucking shake it off.
Shake it off.
You're so stuck on things. You gotta let things go more. That's your problem.
Thank you. Want to tell me more of my problems?
That's the main one, I think.
Yeah, I do have a hard time getting shit out of my brain.
I know.
And
I know.
And focusing back on.
It only took me blah, blah, blah. 10 years of friendship to work that out.
Yeah, fairly. You worked that out pretty quickly.
No, I mean it. But you know probably what, six, seven.
I was at Woolies the other day, and you know when you go, you do shit, and it goes boop boop red, and you're like, oh for fuck's sake, and you have to call someone. I was waving this guy for ages, and he wasn't noticing me, and then he came over and he beeped it. But when I scanned something else, and then it went again, and I was like, sorry, mate, and he rolled his eyes when he came over. I thought about that for 48 hours. Couldn't get. Couldn't.
Because you didn't say something, or
I was just like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah,
or like someone will like rear me and like do something weird in traffic, and I'll fuck you, and then I'll be like, "Oh, that motherfucker!"
But can't you be like, he was probably rolling his eyes at the machine. It's clearly not your fault.
Oh yeah, you know what? You're right. That could have been
that machine could have been doing that all day.
Well, that's why I just need you there all times to be like, "Hey, you could have been." I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's cool." Take a breath.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think, you ever heard that don't ascribe something to malice that could be ascribed to stupidity? Something like that.
No, but that's useful.
It is. And yeah. Also, don't take something on board about you that could be about anything else. Like if someone comes in, it's always someone comes into the room and they're in a bad mood. And you're like, oh fuck, what have I done? Are they mad at me?
Mm.
Why would you think they're mad at you? There's a million other things that are going on in their life.
I always do that. Every time anyone walks in the room frustrated, I'm like, it's because
what
of
have I
me.
Done? Yeah. I think people, because we're empathic to some extent, you take it on, you're like, oh, have I done something? Because you don't want other people to feel bad. And then you have to reflect and then you just can't get that caught in that spot. I go, hang on, why would it be me?
You talking to the mic?
No.
Thank you.
You think, why would it be me? And then if it is, they can bring that to you. If they don't bring it up to you, then it's not your problem.
I'm trying to adopt. Look, it's baby steps.
I know,
second,
I
you started talking in the mic, then it sounded so good. Because before it was like, just even here is nothing. But then you got in, I was like, ooh.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love.
Remember when we almost had a radio show?
Did we, though?
We were pretty close.
You met in secret with some old guy at a radio station.
No, you were there, weren't you?
No, you didn't.
At the meeting?
You didn't want me to fuck it up.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I didn't know you well enough. No, you know what it was? It was because
I think you knew me well enough.
It was because we had that meeting with the guy out in wherever for the play.
The Irish fella.
And we were like, can you do our play in this theater? And we spoke about this on like episode 14 a long time ago, but we went to this theater to meet with this guy and he was going to put on our play. And he was talking bullshit the whole time.
Just big noting himself for like an hour and a half.
But I was like 20, so I was like, I was right into it.
I don't think you were. I feel like afterwards you're like, look, he fucking talks a lot of shit, eh? But you were into the idea of doing it there and you thought that he was going to do it, but then he just fucking waxed lyrical at us for an hour and a half.
I was more ready to like let him.
Mm.
Like to be like, yeah, this is part of it. And not, I wasn't so frustrated at him. I was like, I'm happy for him to talk. I had a, like just a lot more patience. And I was like, this is part of it. This is cool.
You thought at the end of it, there was going to be something there.
Yeah.
And then he emailed us a day later and was like, yeah, look, blah, blah, blah. And then just gave us a whole bunch of useless fucking pointers.
It was that what was the thing you said about? Like, throw yourself, like, I want my actors.
Throw themselves off of that. And we actually have had someone do that.
Yeah.
And if they're not off book in the first week, blah, blah, blah. If anyone has any reservations about anything he wants them to do in his amateur theater, he just fires them.
Yeah.
Like, if they're not willing to do stunts that they've never done before without a safety net or whatever, just like jump off that top balcony. And if they're not going to do it, then fuck them. They're not in it. They're not here for theater. That's not what it's about. Yada, yada, yada.
Shut up, douchebag. Yeah. And he said, yes, you can do this play here in this theater. We'll put it on if you come to our a reading for a play that we're doing.
That's like, right.
In two Sundays. And you reluctantly said yes. Yeah. And I was like squeezing your leg, like, please, for the love of God, all we have to do is come. Oh. We come for like a 1 hour session and then say you don't want to do it, and he'll still put on our play. And we ended up being like, okay. And then the next day I sent him an email being like, all right, so, you know, it's happening because we're going to come to the thing. And I asked him a couple of questions about our play, and he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down. I never said anything. You've got no idea how the industry works.
He was a big fucking industry guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
He's a fucking idiot. Why was I talking about that for?
You're the one who's supposed to keep this thing on track and remember.
So we had the radio show. Yes. So that was what made me think that maybe you'd come in and you wouldn't put up. Because I felt like you were rolling your eyes during the meeting with the Irish guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think you...
Internally, he may not have known if he didn't know me. It wasn't... You only knew because you knew me.
Yeah. I could feel like the heat coming off your body of like, fuck you.
Sexual tension.
And I was concerned.
And then you grabbed my leg and that was great. Yeah.
Whacked you off. I was worried about that meeting.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but we almost had a radio show. That's it.
So tell me how... Qualify almost. So you went in for a meeting.
Uh-huh. Then they said no.
So what you mean to say is you managed to walk into a radio station.
No, they were keen. And then like at first it was just discussion, and then they were like, all right, let's have an actual like sit down and make a plan. And then that was what the meeting was. And I was like, after the meeting was going to be like, all right, Nick. And also the meeting was supposed to also be like, we'll go into the radio and we'll show you how shit works. And we didn't do that. And so I must have done something in the meeting that flipped the switch of them being like, we don't want these people. Because they were like an old, like they were old, like AM fucking something. And
we're thinking of playing like post-1940s music. Mm. Thank you for coming.
not here. Because I said something about like, oh, you know, we'd also be like, we'd live stream the radio show from our phones so people could see what was happening between the things. And they were like, live? Stream?
It's a bit too complicated for us. We're a bit of a simple station. We just have our vinyls and we have the weather and news that comes in on the ticker tape, and that's what we do here. We've got a simple operation for simple people.
That was pretty spot on to what it was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you've been there before. I like your room. Ben's been remodeling his room. Ben's been dressing up his room, and it looks a lot like the second place you get in Vice City.
Yep. Glass bricks, LED lights.
Bring back the ladies. The cigars are sitting on the table. That's not a red flag.
My room is a giant red flag.
It is. You walk in and it looks like a Slavic pit.
He looks like a man, but he's actually a baby, a little baby. It's a room full of his toys.
What's in there? Like, what's your favorite thing in the room right now?
Glass bricks are the new thing, and the neon.
I do like the glass bricks.
Neon colored LED strips. I've got them going around and underneath, like shining through the glass bricks. It's very Miami Vice.
Can I put a picture of the glass bricks up on the screen now?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. You sent me one and I was like, that looks sick.
Oh, and it's full of fucking palm trees as well. I filled the room with palms. It's indoor plants, glass bricks. It's so 1980s. It's fucking best.
Here's the problem with me is that whatever my view of you is, when you sent me those bricks, I was like... I gotta get some glass bricks for my bedroom. I was like,
I think everyone needs them. I think it's like having a toothbrush. Everyone should have them.
Shouldn't have glass bricks.
If I walk into someone's room and they don't have glass bricks, I'm like, you okay? Like, you kind of letting yourself go a little bit. This is like a dark time. Do you need help getting back on your feet?
I need LEDs. I need more lights in my room. Lights that I can change color. So when I bring the ladies back, Ben, I can be like, you want some blue?
Even that one lamp in there that we've now commandeered for this.
But yeah, I should go get a color bulb.
Just be so simple. You set it on the app. You can set the timer. So like in summer, 7:30, 8 o'clock, it'll just come on in a nice color that you like. You can get it to fade on over half an hour. So as it gets darker, the light comes on more.
I do have Hue bulbs like somewhere. Hue bulbs. These ones are, but they're connected to like a very specific Hue pleasure bulb. To meet you.
Yeah.
You're a fuckhead.
Yep.
Smooth transition.
Can we talk about the show we're doing right now? Because I'm so fucking sore. Look at this bruise. That one was a pretty gnarly one.
How do you do that one?
I got no idea. I don't know how I do anything.
Surely you will feel it now because you're hitting an old bruise, so it will hurt twice as much. You should feel it.
Yeah, but I can't. It's like when you do the show, it's so high adrenaline. I don't remember anything painful that happened. I don't remember the points.
When you walk her to the door and she hits her head, like, do you do it on the door jam?
I don't know. I really don't know. There was a point when I fell down the stairs where I worked out where the one on my knee is.
Maybe that can be my thing tonight. Rather than just stressing about every cue that's coming up, I'll just watch you and wait to see when you smack the outside of your left arm.
If you could not watch me closely, that would be wonderful.
I'm going to watch you closely.
I'm going to watch you so fucking close. I'm going to look you up and down.
Are you happy with your work?
With my what?
Your work.
In the play? Mm. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'm quite happy. Considering how little time I had, I'm pretty stoked.
How many times did you watch the movie as preparation?
Three times?
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Am I doing a lot of movie stuff?
I don't think you're completely doing it, but I can see that that's the essence of which you've built the character.
Mm. It's not the essence of what I built Gary.
No, not at all.
It's probably the essence of what I built Roger. Although the voice, I didn't know what the voice was.
Your Roger is very similar, but your Gary is not.
Yeah.
Your Gary is your own Gary.
Roger was like, I didn't know what the voice was, but I was more closely doing what... This is such shit, I just realized. I'm about to start saying names of people that no one fucking knows in a play that no one's ever heard of. Well, people have heard of, but like no one's ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Next.
Next story. I didn't make any notes. I'm out to dry.
We've had 2 days. You're the one that wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Wait, where's fucking the other guy?
Aiden?
Yeah.
Dead. He died.
Oh.
I will remember you. Because all we're doing is the show. So basically I'll come home from the show and pretty much every single night watch TLC, like clips on YouTube.
Like the channel TLC?
Yeah, like they have like a
Boo Boo or
Freaky Eaters
or something. Fucking
or
hell.
Whatever. By the way.
It's such a little American.
Look at the oil burn, the one that's like come off the skin. That's fucking gross.
How did you do that?
Because I was cooking sausages.
What, are you waiting for applause?
No, I was cooking sausages.
You heard about these sausages? You heard about these sausages they've got now?
Keep going.
So the other day I'm in the kitchen. You guys have heard of the kitchen? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm at the sausages, pork, beef, you know how it is. And I'm putting them on the hot plate there, you know, that stuff gets hot. You know, that's going to be getting hot. If you're cooking up sausages, you heat that up, you best believe that's going to be hot. So cooking away. And all of a sudden I'm like, sorry, what's going on here? Bit of a burn on the arm. And I look down and there's oil all over my arm. And I'm thinking, hello, burn much? Yeah, bit painful. Owie! we have fun.
So I'm cooking sausages. There's going to be so many hard cuts in this.
Just leave it.
I'm cooking jazz sausages I finished them. And then this is my exact action. I had one left and I was like, I'm not going to throw it out. I'll chuck it in. Like that. I went, chuck it in. And I threw it into the frying pan. I went, and threw oil at me. Obviously. I don't know why I went, and there's no one here. I'm like, can't throw that out. And then I burnt the fuck out of myself.
Bada bing.
And now one of my like burns is like come off the skin and it's probably like full of liquid.
Liquid. How quickly did you eat the sausages for the fry pan to still be that hot? Did you snort them?
No, I cooked them.
Yeah.
Put them on a plate and then I had the spare one. Like I didn't start eating it.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah. Fair call.
So
you didn't even sit down with them all? Because usually what I would have done is been like, all the food on the plate, and then if I was full, into the fridge or back in the pan or whatever you're doing. But I would have just put it all on there and then be like, I'm full now. I'm not going to do this. It's very measured and adult of you to be like, no, no, that's too many sausages for me. Thank you.
I don't understand. I cooked all the sausages.
Cooked them all. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Everyone would cook them all.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool.
And then, but you didn't just take them all to eat and start eating and go, well, while you were like 3/4 of the way through the meal being like, all right, I'm full now. That's right. Enough sausage.
I think you're underestimating how many sausages I cooked. I'm not going to take 8 sausages over on a plate and just.
You'll take 7.
No, but I mean, like, if I cook 2 sausages, then, you know, I was like, I'm going to cook all these sausages because we got late night rehearsals and I'll just throw them in the fridge and I come over and have a sausage or have a sausage before it was just like something that will be in the fridge that's easy to access. And so I cooked the whole thing of sausages. But I'm not going to then take the whole thing of sausages and just start making.
But you said you only put 1 back.
We are so not in tune to.
Yeah, you threw 1 sausage into the pan.
Into the frying pan after I cooked all the others.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason I did that was because there wasn't enough room for them all originally. I had just enough room in the frying pan to cook like 8. And then there was a 9th one left over. So I was like, I'll cook that one by itself. And that's when I burnt myself.
There's a GMAT Discord that you can join if you're a Patreon member. If anyone has any idea what happened in that conversation,
oh, that got us out of sync.
So out of sync, not understanding each other, please put your answers in there. There's a general chat one or a podcast questions one. Copy paste it into both. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Anyways, so the point is, I cooked dinner. I've been watching a lot of TLC.
You wanted to start this back up again.
Yeah.
Anyway, TLC.
I've been watching a lot of Hoarders, and Hoarders is the fucking best. That shit fucking Freaky kills me.
Good. Yeah. Wife Swap was great. Wife Swap might have been my favorite.
I like Freaky Eaters, especially when it's just like, I've been eating glass since I was 4 years old. And you're like, what? That is
my favorite one was a girl who was slowly working her way through eating her dad's ashes.
What is that even?
Yeah.
There's always
a lot
like
to unpack.
There's always like Freudian. The next level.
Chick who couldn't stop eating her own hair. When she was like, oh, I got a sore tummy, and they took like a giant ball of hair out of her guts. And then she's like, oh my God, that's, I can't believe that happened. I really got to turn it around.
And just keeps eating. Turn around by eating a little bit less hair.
Chewing on her ponytail while she's talking to the camera about how bad it was to get it removed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I like to be thankful sometimes. They're like, fuck, my life could be a lot worse. I could be one of these fucking idiots.
Yeah, I like the lady who like, she's like snorting gasoline, not snorting, but sniffing gasoline. And she's just like, she's got like a bottle of it in her purse that she just takes out, unscrews it, and sniffs it. Yeah. And she, like, she's like, I wake up through the night, sniff 3 times.
It's crazy that, like, I don't mind the smell of it. Same as like WD-40 and stuff. I don't mind the smell, but I would never be like, you know, I need to have a go bag of
petrol.
Fume whiffs on me at all times.
And she's like, the doctor.
That's the one, they do the scan and they're like, yeah, so there's a hole in your brain and there's a hole in your brain. There's a hole in your brain. She's like, yeah, well, I'm not going to remember in 20 minutes anyway, so who cares?
She really was. I'm fine. I remember the first, like, she seems like all right. And she's like, she's sniffing, she smiles and her teeth are all fucked up. Like, they're all yellowing and dying.
And they go to the servo with her and the attendant's like, yeah, she comes here every day, fills up a Gatorade bottle, keeps walking.
And then you find out she's like 14 years old. it was, her skin looked really rough. That was what I remember about her.
TLC are real predators, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the fucking best.
The greatest compendium of human suffering ever televised.
Someone's got to do it. I know we talked about this on Bachelors of Art, but I keep rewatching. It's like how, like, the one you said about the dad's ashes, where there's like everyone else is here, and then occasionally there's one episode that's just the whole level above.
The producers must be like, fuck yes. This will be the tent pole of our season. This is going to put the whole thing together.
The one with hoarders, they'll go to someone's house and they'll hoard like normal, like whatever. But this one is, they go into this lady's house and it's like, it's not just like collection, it's rubbish.
Mm.
It's rubbish and dirt and piles and nappies and toilet paper, like used toilet paper. And they like go into her bathroom and she's like, yeah, the bathroom doesn't work anymore. And it's like, it's not that it doesn't work, it's that she can't access it. And the toilet, like, it's the toilet and then it's filled up with toilet paper coming out of the toilet.
Yeah.
Which meant she was just like wiping her ass somewhere and just throwing it into the toilet and then making this pile. Making this pile go on, and now she's like, now I poop in a bucket. And then they see her like taking the bucket of piss and poop out and throwing it into the garden. And she goes, we're going to kiss pooping in the bucket.
Well, they recorded it around the corner. echoing in a spackle bucket.
And she's and all she eats is like beef stroganoff in paper plates.
Smooth transition.
And she says something about the paper plates where she's like, oh, I use paper plates because I don't want to waste, you know, water the cleaning the dishes or some bullshit like that.
Or flushing the toilet.
And she puts the beef stroganoff that you're supposed to microwave in the paper plate and then puts it in a like one of those portable little ovens, one of those portable little toasters. And then the producers are like, I think it's on fire. Like I could smell burning. She's like, oh yeah, it'll go on fire. And then she just takes it, goes, like, blows it off. And then she's eating
this. So you know your beans are cooked when your plate's on fire.
She's eating this burnt paper plate with beef stroganoff out of a can on it. And she goes and just sits on a pile of rubbish. And she's like, this is my spot. I just sit here. I come home, I sit here. She doesn't have a TV or anything. And then the family's like, oh, and she's got poop all over her hands and on the butt. It's just like a whole other level. And all this contaminated food. And the family come in and they take the contaminated food out of the house first. And she's like, whoa, 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 what's going on here? It's like, we got to throw it out. It's contaminated with poop. And she's like, that's it's good food. Like, and she's taking stuff out of the bag. She's like, there's like, I barely any mold on this bread. She's like, you can chop that off and like, it's good. And they're like, what is going on? She's been like, I've been eating poop for 25 years and it's never been a problem until now. She's just so out of fucking, out of sorts.
Extreme hoarding is like, it's a very interesting window into how crazy people can get. Because you can talk to them and they seem pretty normal. They're like, oh wow, there's a big gamut of how nuts you can get in certain ways. And it's so clearly like the delusion that people can talk themselves into without actually being delusional. Like they're not psychotic. They're not in touch with reality in most ways. They can drive a car and go to a doctor and have a conversation about like, oh yeah, my leg hurts or whatever they need to do in day-to-day life, shopping, fill up the car and stuff. But then there's that one thing that's just...
can't get control of.
And they will not see reality about.
Yeah.
But everything else is kind of okay.
There isn't a single episode where one of them goes, I have a problem. They always have the excuse. Everyone always has an excuse.
I'm sure I've seen some where they're like, yeah, I got a problem. But then you go like, okay, so this dirty... from 1984. Can we take this poo from 1984 out of your house? Like, well, that was my dad's last shit. No, I need it.
I need the poops.
Yeah. Never know when you need an asshole shit.
Every time they do the interviews with them as well, it's always like they seem really normal. Every single one, it goes the exact same way. They're like, you know, I was born in Mississippi and I had a good childhood and I went to this school and then my father murdered my mother and like it's like, whoa, that's what's that? Everyone has that, like, you know, and I fingered a couple cats and then, you know, went to college and you're like, what was that bit in the middle?
Yeah. The cats. I'm not hype about the cats.
And that's where it all comes from. But then I also don't know how it's like, they're like, my dad, some of them seem like bullshit. They're like, oh, my parents were very distant. So now I feel like, I'm like, shut up.
Just try to justify.
Yeah. I feel like I need to collect stuff, you know, because I couldn't collect the pieces of my broken heart when I was a child.
One Christmas I didn't get a race car toy that I wanted. So now every old piece of fucking fruit that I see, I need to bring home.
And you go in their cars and the cars are always like portable hoarding stations.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like the driver's seat and then it's rubbish, like a little tomb just around them.
I've also been watching a lot of like the I fuck a trailer kind of shows where they're like, oh, I'm passionately in love with having sex with this curtain.
What's that one called? Where they fall? I saw one where the guy fell in love with his car and he's like, yeah, I'll just come out here at night time and kiss the bumper bar. Like, so what do you mean? Is it like platonic or is it, oh no, it's romantic?
And he
how does that manifest itself?
When he comes out to his dad.
It's a tailpipe. Don't look at it. How dare you look at my wife's area, amorous zone. When they come out to the parents and they're like, it takes so long for them to actually comprehend. Well, I like cars too, son. I mean, cars are my favorite. We're a motor and family. Yeah, but dad, I love my fucking car. I fucking love it. Like, I'm in love with my car. And I think she loves me too.
In love with car. I want to work out what the show was called. Oh, it's My Strange Addiction.
Oh, yeah. Strange Addiction. That's right.
I know exactly what you're talking about when you say the fucking...
Always with the acoustic guitar music, we're like, we're helping people.
It sounds so nice and polite, yeah. And then like, this man puts his dick in a tailpipe.
What's going on in his life?
Yeah, there's something pretty important I want to talk to you about.
All right.
You don't have
I'm,
one,
I'm just going to come out and say it, I guess.
TV cameras.
I'm in an intimate relationship with Chase. Sexually and emotionally.
You're in an intimate relationship with your car?
Yes.
And sexually with your car?
Yes.
Your car?
Yes.
How does...
That's shot.
You're in an intimate relationship with your car?
Yes.
And sexually with your car?
Yes.
Your car?
Yes.
Do a floor plan for any that. How does zoom in?
I don't. How does that work? How can you have sex with a car?
Mainly, it's just a lot of just rubbing up against him.
Okay.
And it involves masturbating as well.
Okay. So you rub up against it, or I mean, not. I guess like right now, does this turn you on?
Yes.
It's hard to comprehend.
Just jacking it in front of his dad.
Yeah, he's sitting there. Does this turn you on? Yes. Like, Jesus Christ.
Finger under the hood.
Can you imagine coming home like, oh, dad, this is my girlfriend. Just grabbing her boobs. He's like, is this turn you on? Yes. That's so fucking funny.
Mostly, we're in a sexual relationship, dad, okay?
Mostly it involves a lot of masturbation. Oh, that's so fucking good. I love this goddamn channel on DLC.
There's so much human suffering in the world as well, and they capture so much of it that you're just never going to run out of highlights to come home and watch.
It's the human suffering I can take. It's on like an individual level. I really love that. There's the other lady who's like, I can't remember if it was a lady or a guy. They were ambiguous looking. Pretty sure it was a lady.
Mm.
Jesus Christ, I fell down that rabbit hole really fucking, really fast. But she's in love with like a theme park ride, like an old theme park ride.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's this thing drilled into my mind of her being like, you know, sometimes I'll have these dreams and I'll just say to myself, I want your fluids. I want your fluids.
That's a keeper.
Yeah.
I want your fluids. Can we get that on a jumper?
I want your fluids.
I reckon that's probably for her. I bet you that was like her sexual awakening. It's like you with the Call on Me film clip. Like, you love Steve Winwood now. It's just like, I just love Steve Winwood. It's like, I want your music. I want your music. But it's actually like this tangential thing of like she's riding around a roller coaster and just gets all excited.
Yeah.
And now she's like, I think I'm in love with that roller coaster. She doesn't know how to differentiate different emotions.
She's like rubbing it and getting like, you know, like the grease and the oil kind of gets thick on like old things. It's like rubbing and getting that thick brown old oil on her, and she's just like,
tell it slower,
rubbing on her face. Oh, yeah. And there was someone else who was like fucking a fence. I seem to remember they like walk up and they're like, oh, I like the edges on this one, and like sits on it, and you're like, Jesus, there's no other context where that's okay in front of cameras to be like, I'm just gonna real quick.
Or just if that's your chosen if they're in like an intimate relationship with these things, to just be walking around and just, that's like going to the club and just be like, oh, I like them titties. Like, you can't just, you know, you gotta have a conversation with the fence or do whatever it is that, like, where's the, you know, getting to know you phase?
Well, I was thinking, I was like, maybe it's part of like, because some of it to them is like coming out. But if I was gay, I wouldn't be like, dad, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Where I know this is not okay, like, you're not ready to accept this and that we came from a
small
town and you're not okay with it, but I just want you to know. Fuck, that's going to be real weird for audio listeners.
It would be like if they had a show of like, you know, my gay coming out thing.
Sorry, can I just say that bit again, like, and you make the sounds? Dad, this is my... Okay. If they had gay coming out, yeah.
If TLC had a show with gay coming out, it would be like, oh yeah, so for the last few years I've been having a relationship with someone who's the same gender that I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty intimate. Down, with the acoustic guitar, and they go to the parents. And then, like, yeah. So, dad, I'm in a relationship with someone of the same gender. And then the producer's like, prove it. Prove it while we got the four cameras here. Where's your partner? Bring him out. Do stuff on him.
Do stuff
on him in front of your dad. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Smooth transition.
This is Lyle. He's 28 years old. and has sex with kittens. Oh, no, there's gotta be something better than that. This is Steven. He's 48 years old and a pedophile. This is Louisa. She was born in Mississippi and now can't stop drinking her. It's all cum related. Hey, it's GMAT here from The Real GMAT. And don't forget that if you enjoyed this episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/GMAT podcasts. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the episode and talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.